Yeah, it's actually going on right now, Sarah. There's huge battles going on that bring a lot of darkness to the light. There are secret projects taking place. For instance, the development of advanced technology and genetic experiments, mind control experiments, satanic ritual abuse, and adrenochrome harvesting. And there are thousands of children in captivity. We also have to keep hope that this is also a spiritual battle for fighting for humanity. Focus on at the light of, at the end of the tunnel, and have confidence that we'll win this.
Business Game Changers, I'm Sarah Westall. This show, I have independent investigative journalist Ella Stair coming to the program. She is from the Netherlands and she has been researching child trafficking at the highest levels for years. And she's going to come on and talk about what she's been piecing together as far as what's happening right now with the shutdown of trafficking networks all over the world and in the United States, with tunnels blowing up and all the earthquakes. They really probably are tunnels, but all the details that she's been able to come up with, she's still piecing it together, but she's going to put forth what she believes, what she is able to piece together. And some of this isn't absolutely conclusive, but the facts and the information she's given you is. So it's the puzzle pieces are starting to be put together, and it's hope. It's some light right now as far as some of this madness, some of this evil is being purged from our world. And it's really great to see this fight. We all know there's a fight going on, and we're starting to see some of the fruit of that labor coming out. And this is it's a you know, it's hard to listen to a show about trafficking and child abuse and ritual abuse and all that crap. It's really hard to do reporting on it continually. I just, you know, it's really difficult. But this is a different way. This is, well, we're starting to make a difference. All of us talking about it seems to be making a difference. And so this show is one of those light at the end of the tunnel shows. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. And so I'm really grateful that she decided to come onto the program and share some of this information with you. She did an extra segment for my patrons, another area that she's been researching on this big trafficking ring. It's just a massive ring with major cover-ups, and it's very disturbing because high-level people, this is in Europe, but it's probably one of the largest rings, period, that's out there, and it involves the highest level, and then what the governments are doing to cover it up. So I think it's an important story. And that is airing for on my Patreon. It's an exclusive. And when she has more information, she's going to come back and share more of that. But I do want to tell you that because censorship is really heating up, they do not like any stories like this. Nothing. No matter how professional, no matter how much facts that you have going on, or how many lives that we're saving, they do not like us talking about this, period. So the censorship is just going through the roof. And I just please urge you to sign up for my newsletter. Go to sarahwestall.com and sign up for my newsletter there. You can see it on the site. It pops up, whatever. Just that's how you're going to get notifications in case we're in a situation where they completely shut everybody off. They're going after people a lot more aggressively right now. My show is not monetized on YouTube. It is available on other channels that do not censor, like Library and BitChute. It is also available on a ton of audio platforms. And so if you're an audio listener, it's available on so many different platforms. Your favorite ones hopefully are. If they're not, let me know and I'll get it up there. I have like almost 100 platforms that I'm on right now, which is really cool. I also wanted to tell you that I just posted an article about the fact that silver's at a 5,000-year human history low. And there's so much craziness going on in our society. You know, I don't know how possibly silver could be at a five, the cheapest it's been in human history, recorded history, and we're 5,000 years of recorded history. And it's crazy because silver is really a good product for high tech use, and they found two additional elements with it that is going to make it even more valuable for high-tech use. So I don't know what the heck's going on there, but I like silver because it's less expensive than gold. It's hard to, a lot of people don't have the money to buy gold, but you can find money to buy some of silver because you can get it for less than $20 an ounce. So right now, Andy Scheckman at Miles Franklin told me, we talked, and he said he guaranteed me, this is a promise to me, that my listeners, if you email Andy@MilesFranklin.com, so Andy@MilesFranklin.com, he will give you, if you put in the subject line, Sarah, put you heard it from my show, that he will give you the lowest market price out there. He will guarantee you the lowest market price. And what I like about his company is that they, being incorporated in Minnesota, they hold precious metal dealers high to a higher standard than any other state or anywhere else in the world. And they have to be licensed and bonded and insured. And also, he has a special thing where if, let's say something crazy happens to the supply chain and you can't get things across state borders or it can't get mailed to you, he has a safe, a vault that he can store it in until the time that you can pick it up and get it if something weird happens. So it's 100% safe when you're working with him. So again, Andy@MilesFranklin.com, put my name in and you'll get the lowest price in the market guaranteed. So let's get into this interview that gives us a little ray of hope with investigative journalist Ella Stair. Ella, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. It's a pleasure.
I am really happy that you're here today because we have some really important things to talk about. As you know, I've been covering this child trafficking abuse, ritual abuse for a long time. And it's just heartbreaking. It's traumatic when you first start learning about it. But we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. And we've been hearing reports everywhere, but you are such a good investigative journalist, and you have evidence and facts and things to show what's really going on around, you know, the United States and the world on cleaning up this pedophilia as we speak here. And let's start out with the clearing out the DUMs. Can you explain what the DUMs are and what do you mean by that?
Right. Yeah, it's actually going on right now, Sarah. There's huge battles going on that bring a lot of darkness to the light. DUM is the abbreviation for Deep Underground Military Base. And there's about 200 DUMs in the U.S. alone. They're all connected through a vast tunnel network that extends into other continents. This is a worldwide phenomenon. And the largest dump is located in Denver. The part that you see on the surface, the entrance is actually in the airport, but the part you see on the surface is in the shape of a swastika. And it's 88 miles in diameter, which is 142 kilometers. It's 8 levels deep, and it's huge. It has an underground lake, including vegetation and animals, and a food storage for 150 years. I don't know for how many people, but for an elite group to be, you know, that have to flee from things like a nuclear attack that went on the surface. And what takes place in each dump is a little different. Depending on the dump, there are secret projects taking place. For instance, the development of advanced technology and genetic experiments, mind control experiments, satanic ritual abuse, and adrenochrome harvesting. And there are thousands of children in captivity. I don't know how many, what the percentage is, but thousands of children are there either through CPS, Child Protection Services, or they're there five generations in a row. So that means that they're born there. So people that get pregnant, give birth, they have children, then they have children. So they're there for generations, and they're called mole children because they don't see any sunlight and they're deformed due to a lack of vitamin D. And it's interesting that the Simpsons have a special edition in that refers to the situation where you have these mole children below the surface of New York City. So that's really interesting.
Are these moles, are they used for all the above, for doing experiments and for sexual abuse, or is it more of an experiment-based group of kids or mole children?
I would think that they're used for adrenochrome harvesting. And what they also do in these dumps, and this is also very troubling, is genetic experiments where they do experiments on humans, but also on mixing human DNA with animal DNA and creating completely new creatures. So these dumps are cleared out right now. And this is a large-scale military operation that's taking place.
How do you know that? What kind of evidence do you have that has been? And I see some pictures here, but what have you collected on that?
Okay, well, first of all, you see a huge buildup in preparation for this, you know, big military operation. And it started 2 years ago. In the summer of 2018, the American military allocated a budget of $572 million to have soldiers train underground, which means that they had to get used to train with night vision goggles to combat in low oxygen levels, with oxygen masks in narrow spaces, without the usual communication means. So they've been practicing basically almost 2 years for this. And then in March 19th this year, they cleared out a large underground tunnel in San Diego that ran from the US to Mexico. This was in the mainstream news. And they said that they collected a large amount of drugs, I think 1,000 kilo cocaine, I believe it was. And it had a street value of $29 million. And when you hear drug trafficking, you can assume that it's also human trafficking, because those go hand in hand, because they use the same routes, they use the same methods, the same people, and the same places for storage.
Yeah, and that's what I've heard. I had that confirmed by detectives. Like Rothstein said that, and other detectives, other people have said the same thing. Drugs and human trafficking now are almost one and the same. But go ahead.
Yeah, and human trafficking is actually more profitable. And March the 30th, 2020, the Pentagon sent military to underground bunkers. The official narrative was that this had to do with COVID-19. But I think that it was a cover story, because they said, well, we might have to move the politicians and their staff to the underground bunkers when the epidemic goes too bad. But I think it was a cover story to have an excuse to be going there all the time, basically, for as part of that military operation. And April 1st this year, there was a press briefing, and Trump made a few very significant comments. He mentioned light at the end of the tunnel. He also tweeted that out. And he also said something very remarkable, and I'll quote, "When you look into the night, how many deaths are caused by this invisible enemy, it's incredible." That's kind of a weird sentence for the COVID-19 epidemic. And I think he wasn't referring to CV. I think he was referring to the deep state, the invisible enemy, and the night as a metaphor for a dark place. And then the next day, Trump had a press briefing with top military brass to announce a large-scale military operation operations with the Navy, also related to drugs and human trafficking. He also mentioned human trafficking and targeted especially to the Caribbean. Think Richard Branson, think Epstein Island, that area.
Trump also mentions saving a woman or a girl that had the most yes. atrocious, everything, the worst things you could think of happened to this person. And they had her. They saved her.
Yes, and that was in Honduras, if I remember it correctly. I think he did that on purpose to plant seeds, to sort of prepare people for, you know, we're on top of something and it's coming out. And so they bring the news gradually.
Well, the weird part about that comment was it was so out of context. You know, suddenly he's saving this mm-hmm. one person with the worst atrocities when they're talking about COVID-19. It was completely out of context. So whenever you see stuff completely out of context, it seems like it's messaging.
Yeah, there's a lot of symbolism here. More concrete things is obviously the executive order that he signed straight after he got into office combat human trafficking. I mean, it's one of the first executive orders he signed. And recently, he allocated extra budget, $55 million in the battle against human trafficking and victims of sexual abuse.
When did that go through?
I don't know the details. This was disclosed by Liz Crokin.
Okay.
And he also reserved an additional $13 million for victims. And I think it was related to housing. And I thought that's really remarkable because that sort of ties into the other parts of the story that I'm seeing. And so you have to understand that in these dumps, you have thousands of children, maybe 10,000 or more.
How do you know there's so many children in these dumps? What evidence have you seen through all your investigations?
Well, what we know is that the official number is that there are 420,000 children missing in the U.S. each year. And I think that's a conservative number because, a lot of the children that are involved in these elite pedophile networks, they're not even registered. So they're not even registered as missing. They're born into these networks and nobody misses them anyway. So if you look only at this number, then this is very, very large scale.
And we've seen pictures you've talked to witnesses, you've talked to informants who have seen the children in these tunnels.
What I do see, and maybe that's what you're referring to, but that was not related to a military base, but there are abuse cases where they use tunnels to traffic children, but also to abuse them. And maybe that's what you're referring to, because yes, I've talked to victims that were involved in cases like that.
That's probably what I understood. So tunnels are used for trafficking in general, right?
Right. That it's very important for them to not be spotted, to sort of go below the surface and they can, you know, do whatever they want and nobody knows about it.
And how do you know? I mean, you got this information on military operations. You have some pictures here too. You also show hospitals that are being set up for taking care of children.
Right. Another really significant sign that something really is going on is that there were a large number of earthquakes in the past weeks. And somebody made a map of these earthquakes that experts claim that they're not natural earthquakes. And they coincide with the locations of the dumps and the tunnels, which is very interesting. Yes, the emergency hospitals seem to be set up for not just COVID-19 patients, but for instance, you had the Comfort in New York, the hospital boat, and they had incubators, but nobody's going to give birth there. So that was kind of interesting. And then you had the Javits Convention Center with 1,200 beds, and they had these comfort rooms with a night table, plants, etheric oil, a diffuser in the form of a penguin that you would see in a children's room. And each room had soft light and a foster care backpack. So that's...
Yeah, the backpacks are very interesting.
Yes, that's a project done by a volunteer group. I forgot the name, but they ask people to donate either money or an actual backpack and to pack it according to age and sex. They put some clothes in, some care products and a toy. So that's really interesting. And the last picture that I saw that sort of seems to prove my suspicion that they're really preparing for the children is that now we see that the peak of the COVID-19 epidemic is going down. The hospitals are not overwhelmed anymore. So there doesn't seem to be any need for extra emergency hospitals. But the National Guard in Michigan was building extra beds for an extra care unit, and they're making bunk beds, three layers of bunk beds. So I'm like, that's not for a contagious disease, because that doesn't make sense. That looks more like beds for children to house them. And that obviously doesn't prove that the children are actually liberated. There's no concrete evidence that points in that direction. I'm not saying that they're not. I just haven't seen any concrete evidence that there's a large amount of children already in these hospitals. We just see the preparation and the attacks on the dams. And maybe we can also talk about the situation that is right now still going on in Los Angeles.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The dump being cleared out in Los Angeles and what you know specifically about that.
Yeah, so let's start with the underground tunnels below Playboy Mansion. Playboy Mansion was the house of Hugh Hefner. And he had a similar role as Jeffrey Epstein. And he procured young children for the elite. And he also worked as a CIA informant, and he was involved in mind control programming. It has already been published years ago that there were blueprints of the tunnels to underneath his mansion, leading up to other mansions and secret clubs in Hollywood. And from his house, tunnels also were leading to the Getty Center in the west and to Laurel Canyon in the east. And the Getty Center was used for satanic ritual abuse and adrenochrome harvesting, from what I remember from this whistleblower that came forward. And what I know is that excavations are taking place below Playboy Mansion. The official story, I think, is that they're doing renovations, but you can see from the picture I send you, there's an excavator there and they're digging a big, deep hole. So it doesn't look like a renovation. It looks more like an excavation. And
do you think everybody who's in Hollywood knows?
No, I don't think everybody, but I think a large group of people know, and especially if you're part of their circle and you participate in certain rituals, or if you're an adrenochrome user, then obviously you know what's going on. And I think there's also people that know but do not participate in this. And I don't know if you've seen this clip that this boxer did. What's his name? David Rodriguez, I think he was. And he's also confirmed that people in Hollywood are going down. They're being busted right now.
Yeah, and which is great.
Yes. So that sort of seems to correspond with the information that I collected. And to continue with the Playboy Mansion, I mean, their logo is a white rabbit, or at least a rabbit. So that's a symbol of child trafficking, but also of cannibalism, because apparently white rabbits specifically eat their young, their own young sometimes. And it's also a symbol of adrenochrome and sex slave programming. That is, you have also the bunny ears that you see in these elite sex clubs like Sanctum that they use. And we can get into that a little bit later in more detail about the meaning of the white rabbit, because there's a lot more to say about that. But in that same area in Hollywood, on Sunset Boulevard, you have the Chateau Marmont, which is a very fancy hotel. And I'm not 100% sure, but I think that they're also connected to this tunnel network. And they laid off all the staff due to COVID-19, all the staff. So that's very remarkable. And then on the same boulevard, you have the Standard Hotel that is pretty notorious for or infamous for, you know, abuse cases and sexual abuse, and sometimes people that do not survive the abuse. And in 2010, they were convicted for disposing chemicals, a certain acid that is associated with removing corpses. So what's interesting is that the name Adam Schiff is named in that context of being a visitor of the Standard Hotel. And he was recently, on April the 3rd, indicted with 7 other Democratic senators by William Barr for siphoning foreign funds. And so this is one of the unsealed indictments that is now, you know, disclosed. And I think what's interesting is that you will see that a lot of people are going to be indicted for financial fraud and not pedophilia.
Because they can prove it more easily.
Yes, and I think they will use the pedophilia stuff to pressure people to cooperate and maybe sing like a canary and help investigations along. I think that's how they play the game.
Do you see that this big war going on in the deep state, which is becoming very obvious, maybe to the average person now, or they just think that's COVID-19 or something? But do you think all of this is tied back to Trump's taking down their networks? And so this, all this fighting back, or the majority of it, is due to that?
Yeah, I think there's various things going on. On one hand, you have the Trump team with clearly an agenda to clear out these pedophile networks. I mean, that's clear to me. But you also have, like, the deep state or the cabal is also divided into factions. And so you have also factions fighting each other. And that's all playing out right now, and it's intensifying, and it's coming to the surface. It was hidden. The war was hidden, and now it's coming to the surface where people are actually witnessing things like military on the street, helicopters, fires coming from potholes, because the dumps in below Los Angeles, they're being cleared out right now, because there's a long tunnel from Long Beach Harbor that goes all the way north to Getty Center, and then there's a hub, and then you have a connection to the Playboy Mansion, as I just described. Apparently, that tunnel is 4 levels deep and as wide as a city block. And on April the 21st, there was a 3.7 earthquake in the area of Inglewood. And the following night, there was another underground explosion. I mean, it was reported as an earthquake, but according to people that live in the area, it didn't feel like an actual earthquake. So, and then after the explosion, it was like a sudden explosion and then sort of shook the ground and then died off. And then it was followed by helicopters, hovercrafts, military jets. There were city blocks closed off, streets closed off. And obviously people are,
Yeah, so you know something.
yeah, it's going on. And there's people like Simon Parks who confirm that this is going on. There's reports in from other countries. I thought in Australia as well, Italy, UK, I've seen a clip where you see actually fire and black smoke coming out of a pothole. That's very unusual.
Well, and that's the issue that I have is there's a lot of disinformation going on right now, but there's also real stuff. So it's like we're still trying to piece together what for sure is going, because I don't see any hardcore evidence that children en masse are being saved, but there seems like there's a lot of buildup and there's a lot of activity happening.
Yes. Now I agree with you, and there is also disinformation, let's just put it this way. There, people show pictures in relation to this story of children that have been abused, but these are pictures that were already circulating on the web, and they're not from this current situation. For instance, there's a girl with what they call panda eyes. That was a refugee in a Palestinian camp in the Gaza Strip. And there was also a picture of a boy, an infant boy. But that picture actually came from a medical report, and he was not an abuse victim, but he had a brain tumor. But I think you have to understand that these pictures are sometimes put onto the QAnon boards as an example to illustrate and make clear of what is taking place, and because there's not actual factual pictures of the situation, they have to take an existing picture to sort of illustrate what it looks like. And I think we have to look at it.
That way, well, can you explain what panda eyes is? It's very disturbing, so I just want to warn people. But can you explain what this panda eyes concept is?
I wasn't familiar with this a week or 2 weeks ago, and when I first saw it and read what it was, I was shocked and I was really upset. But what happens is if a young child is sodomized severely by plural men, there's such a strong trauma that it in the spine, that and in the entire body, that the blood vessels around the eyes break, and then the child gets black eyes. So the tissue around the eyes swells up and gets purplish black. And what's really even more disturbing, actually, is that celebrities like Lady Gaga, they're mocking these panda eyes. So they're putting makeup up like panda with as panda eyes to refer to this horrible practice. And then the same Lady Gaga creates a photograph as her as a vampire. And then there's another clip she did, or I think she's even featuring in a movie where she's a vampire involved in adrenochrome harvesting. And she walks around like she's some sort of high priestess. These people are really, really sick and crazy.
Well, yeah, it's really sad. Well, the one thing that I found, another thing I found shocking, you sent me pictures of the actual adrenochrome packages that are being mass manufactured. That's actually, Now, where did you get that these pictures from? Because this is incredible.
Just on the net, actually. Just type in adrenochrome and they popped up. And what I actually found even more amazing is that there was a website, and it was up a week and a half ago. It was called adrenochrome.net, and you could order it online, but it's taken offline. So I think this is what I also see, and this is a victory for the truth movement. They are getting really worried about that this information is out of control. Not just with the adrenochrome website that they've taken offline. And I luckily have been able to make some screenshots with Wayback Machine that they also cleaned up, actually, by the way. But I searched until I found the actual text that was on there. But for instance, also this clip by Marina Abramovic, the spirit cooking artist. She did this promotion video for Microsoft.
Oh, yes. That's incredible.
Some sort of UV goggles. Yeah. And she had, I think, a few hundred likes and 10,000s of dislikes. And they pulled the video. And then as a way to control the damage, they published a story in the New York Times that said, oh yeah, she doesn't like the fact that she's seen as a Satanist. I'm not a Satanist, I'm just an artist. So these people are getting worried, you know, they're being exposed and they don't like the attention. So yeah, that's that's good news, actually, for us, that we're doing a great job.
Well, why they would be so so blind to what she represents and use her in a ad is crazy. I mean, they should know better than that. If they're trying, they're just being blatantly using. They don't care unless you're trying to do something else. It's crazy. But how do you know these packages of adrenochrome? These like what it is? How do we know this is real? It looks like it is. It's, oh my God, it's frozen something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I did find is there was a patent on the production of adrenochrome, and it was owned by 3M. And 3M at a certain point got involved in mining too. So it makes you wonder, like, okay, so you own the adrenochrome patent, and then you get involved in mining so you can create all these tunnels as a cover for constructing these dumps that you need for this adrenochrome harvesting. I even found a scientific report, a detailed report on different techniques that they figured out how they can produce adrenochrome based on the adrenalized blood and what the best procedure was. So this stuff is real. It's out there. It's you can't deny it. And to go back to the website, I mean, that was taken offline. They stated, like, the source is children. The text even stated that. And they had a promo video, which they spend a lot of money on, by no doubt. And at a certain point, they showed a toddler, and the text said something like sourcing, harvesting, and something else, trafficking. Can you believe it?
Well, it's just right in their thing. You wonder, though, how, you know, we almost have to go back and say who put this up, and I think it could be a trap to get people. It could be all sorts of things. I know I've heard enough people talk about it that I know this stuff exists. It just, I'm not always certain that every piece of evidence is real. I'm just, you know, I'm really skeptical. I think there's so much disinformation, as you were saying earlier, but it's good to collect it all and then start putting these pieces together as we try to figure it out.
Yeah, there must be a way to buy this stuff in a safe way. So this did make sense. Like they have this kind of Bitcoin. They had a different name. They had a certain payment system, and you had to sort of apply to be accepted. So it's not like you could just order it like you order a book at Amazon. You know, you have to go through a sort of procedure, and then you come into a secure area of the web where you can actually order this with your tokens. So it looked sincere. So that's another venue that is cut off from ordering it. Yeah.
Can you talk about the white rabbit, what that means in this trafficking world?
Yeah, that has plural meaning. The white rabbit is another name for child trafficking, or a sort of code word. But there's also, if you look at the adrenochrome molecule and you tilt it clockwise, it looks like a white rabbit. And the white rabbit you also see in mind control programming. They use, for instance, the movie Alice in Wonderland, Follow the White Rabbit. And the white rabbit is the symbol for the handler. They use the white rabbit in sex slave programming, which you see also in using the bunny ears in elite sex clubs like Sanctum. And you also see the white rabbit symbolism in satanic art that is referring to child abuse and satanic ritual abuse. For instance, the art by Alex Podesta, which is actually related to John Podesta. And the fact that he makes self-portraits of him as an adult white rabbit, I think is an indication that he's probably a victim himself that is now mature and sort of continues the cycle. But it's very disturbing art. I mean, it's really sick. And we know that the Podesta,
I don't know how you can even call that art. It's weird.
Well, yeah, it's a neutral term.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's
more than weird, but yes. So you wanted to share with us a positive message that came from Melania Trump, where she, and you said that it was one of the most positive messages you've heard in a long time. Can you share that with us?
Yes, and actually it's worthwhile to refer to something else that Trump in a COVID-19 press briefing hinted towards about the so-called CV epidemic, but I think he was hinting actually at the military operation that had started. And he kept repeating that Easter is such a beautiful time and it would be great if we could open again, and that we would have light at the end of the tunnel. And basically his message was that Easter was a very important date in this military operation. And it was pretty clear that this was a hidden message, because it was so, it didn't make any sense in the other context. And on Easter Sunday, Melania Trump reads her favorite children's book, and it's about a white rabbit that disappears in a tunnel, gets in danger, and is later on saved and brought home. Now, you have to be a real coincidence theorist to believe that that's a coincidence, because I don't think it is. I think this is a hidden message. Yeah.
Because that's all the symbolism of what's going on. Well, interesting. I really appreciate it. I know you're diving into all different angles and trying to come up with, we don't have the best information yet, and it's based on all your background of getting really solid information, you're trying to get out as much as possible. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing what you do know, and at least giving us what you think is happening at this point. And I've been hearing things from all over the place. I don't, I'm afraid to repeat some of this stuff because I just don't know if it's true or not. And so I wanted to bring you on because I know that you spend more time,
trying to weed it out if it's true or not, and you're just not, and you have so many contacts and stuff. So even if you don't know for sure on this one, you have enough other background information to say, well, this at least happens, so I think it could be true in this case.
Mm-hmm.
So that mm-hmm. we can at least talk about it. So I appreciate that. But as we close, is there anything else that you want to say to people? I mean, where can people...
Oh, yeah. Through my website, alastair.nl, there's a contact button so they can email me. And I'm also on Twitter, at Alastair. So that's another venue. And I have a page on MeWe. So there's different ways to reach me. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, then I'll make sure I get your website up there as the show goes on. I really appreciate this. And is there anything else that people, when can they hear from you next? Or are you always putting out information on this? Or how do they, you know, what do you have going on?
Well, I'm working on different things. So sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to publish in 2 days because now things are happening so rapidly and fluid. I think there's still a lot of interesting developments in the COVID-19
yes.
things going on with the battle against the vaccines or in favor of the vaccines. And I think everything that we will see play out is going to intensify. So it will sometimes look like we're losing this battle, but I think that we also have to keep hope that this is also a spiritual battle for fighting for humanity to inherit our own planet and our freedom that we're entitled to. And in the long run, we will win this battle because we're entering a new era, and the dark era that was controlled by the dark forces is a cosmic law that it's ending. And there's a new cycle beginning, and I think that we've already reached critical mass, but it doesn't mean that the battle that is going to intensify and continue for quite a while is not going to be tough. But we have to, well, let's just use the metaphor, focus on at the light of at the end of the tunnel,
yeah.
and have confidence that we will win this. Yeah,
I appreciate it. That's nice to have a little bit of light. That's why I wanted you to come on and talk about this, because even though we don't have, it's not 100% nailed down, we got to start talking about that things are happening and that we're starting to see some development here. So it's really something I needed to hear, needed to go through it with you and what you do have. I really appreciate you coming on and talking through this.
And it was a pleasure to talk to you, Sarah. And thank you so much for everything you do. You're doing a great job, and you're great. You're doing great work with your shows.
Thank you so much.